Big industrialised nations might be struggling to meet their UN commitments on climate change, but in the Arctic nation of Greenland, many are relishing the extra warmth. Parts of the island have already seen average temperatures rise more than 2 degrees since the 1990s, creating a boon for farmers and fishermen. Eric Campbell of the ABC's Foreign Correspondent Program has been testing the mood on Top of the World.
It's a scene of blood and guts as Toinas Jansen sticks his knife into Greenland's new economic bounty, a warm water fish.
So in 2011, the first mackerel was caught in Greenland. Within a few years, already in 2014, there was 85,000 tons landed by the fleet. And that's quite a lot. It corresponds to perhaps 20-24% of the national export of Greenland in that particular year.
Toinas Jansen is a fish scientist at Greenland's Institute of Natural Resources.
470 grams.
He doesn't just have his hands full with mackerel. On his lab table, he's also dissecting another unexpected windfall, bluefin tuna.
And as you see here, as you're about to smell very soon, is that they are feeding on mackerel. So this is a semi-digested mackerel.
Their sudden appearance has surprised scientists and delighted fishermen.
Yeah, I'm quite optimistic, yeah.
Andreas Olsen is fleet manager for the state fishing company Royal Greenland.
I think in generally we see some higher stocks due to the climate change, or at least due to warmer sea temperatures, but also due to the ice cap melting. And when the ice cap melts, a lot of nutritious water comes down the big fjord systems, which creates optimal conditions for a fishery.
80% of Greenland is covered by a massive ice sheet that's now shrinking thanks to rising temperatures. Scientists worry that will raise sea levels and threaten millions living on coasts. But most of Greenland's 56,000 residents seem excited by global warming.
It would be nice if it would be warmer. Yeah, I could use some of that.
But even here, it's a mixed blessing. Farmers are enjoying longer growing seasons, but droughts have become common, and last year saw record bushfires alongside the melting ice. This is Eric Campbell reporting from Greenland for AM.